This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
There are heroes amongst us.
Yes, there are.
And the guys who saved the window washer today downtown, hanging 23 stories above the street, will be in studio at 5:15 this afternoon.
Sam, we're going to have them call in. And she goes, they kind of like to come. Can they just come by? And I go, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll let them rappel in through our glass windows.
Smart.
Those are triple pane. That's going to be a lot of work.
Santa Fe Glass can handle that.
Dana's reading through the text, and this was just funny. Says here they're fans of the show, and Dana looks at me and goes, of course they are.
All right.
I just want to know when they finally reached the guy dangling 23 floors almost to his death.
Tell the joke you said earlier.
I want to know when they reached him and they finally just got face to face, if they went, what's the secret password?
Psych.
How bad do you want in? Come on, buddy. How bad?
From the New York Post, Nessie, is that you or is it your twin? New footage of an unidentified hump in Scotland's Loch Ness.
Oh, here we go.
Is there any other kind?
Suggests that there might not be one, but possibly two long-necked creatures lurking in its depths.
Yes!
I mean, that's at least confirmation that there's one, obviously.
A video captured just days ago from a webcam at Aran Loch Bed and Breakfast on the Loch's north shore showed a large wake moving south across the
water. Okay, have you looked at this video? Something is asunder.
With what appeared to be a hump near the front. Now, Dan, I take it you're not a believer, because as soon as I read it, you went, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, have you seen the video?
I have not.
Okay.
It's probably a large fish.
Call yourself a newsman?
No, this wake.
I'm skeptical.
You guys, this wake is like the kind of wake that a yacht would leave behind. It's an enormous V. This is a whale, or this is not a couple of fish.
Well, they don't have whales
in
the whales
water.
Look at it.
Whales are saltwater creatures.
Yeah.
Look at the size of that wake.
That looks like somebody who's trying to pull a prank.
What do you mean? What did you pull under the water to make that wake?
It.
A little motorized submarine?
No.
Okay.
No.
You're a believer. Dana's a believer. Dan's a skeptic. I'm a skeptic.
No, I'm a skeptic. I really don't believe the Loch Ness Monster is real.
It's an unidentified hump.
Oh, this is in the New York Post?
Yes! It's on the North Shore. Look at it.
What's that supposed to be?
What are you, dismissing the credibility of the New York Post?
It's where we get half the stuff in our stack.
Yeah, I was going to say, where do you think this show comes from?
Obvi.
Interesting news. Where else do they talk about an extra unidentified hump?
I'm telling you, if I was ever over there, wherever over there is, I don't even know where it is.
Scotland.
But if I was ever... How do you know it's not in Ireland? I feel like it's Ireland.
Because it's in Scotland.
It's in Scotland.
Whatever. You know me. It's all Europe-y. If I was ever over there, I would want to go there.
Do you know what Loch means in Scottish?
I know what Loch Lloyd is because I was there this morning.
Don't think about it too hard.
Do you know what Loch means in Scottish?
Yeah, it means water.
It means lake.
Fine.
It is the Lake of the Ness.
Ness Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Lloyd Lake.
In the middle of the object, a pale, hump-like part of some creature can be seen rising up through the length of the video clip, he says.
Where is that?
I was captivated by the sighting. It's in the Ness of Loch.
No, no. Where is the video of the creature putting its head above the water?
Well, of course, that happened before they started recording.
You have to zoom in.
Yeah.
You have to zoom in.
Well, I thought it was
a dinosaur. And by the way, his website, the official Loch Ness Monster Sightings Register.
Legit.
Currently boasts 1,157 logged Nessie sightings.
You know, they do have these things called thermal imaging cameras. Why not thermal image the lake? And when you see something very large underneath the water, I don't know, maybe follow it.
I don't know that I would want to follow it. Unidentified long bumpy hump? I'm not going near that thing.
Thermal imaging doesn't work in water.
Why would that be that they wouldn't want you to, even if you could? You don't think it has anything to do with people could dispel these rumors and myths, and then people would stop going to Loch Ness and spending their money, do you?
Why would you destroy the magic?
Right.
Thank you.
Is that a conspiracy theory, Scott Parks?
Yes, it is, Sam. A very solid one, I might add.
I didn't bring a spare tinfoil hat for you.
No. Believing in the Loch Ness Monster would be a tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. Not believing it is just a conspiracy theory that requires no tinfoil hat.
You have a theory that they're conspiring to build this image of something that is fake.
I just watched the video.
What do you think that is?
It's a large fish.
No, it is not. It looks like, you guys, here's
what
it looks
like. Put a hook in. Let's have some dinner.
I mean, it's a quiet, calm lock, and there's a fish near the surface.
No,
fish things.
This looks like the V that you have behind you when you're water skiing.
Not that extreme. It's very calm. It's a light little wake, and fish can do that.
He was in the Navy. He knows what he's talking about.
All right.
Okay.
Fine.
Susan Smith, in prison for the cold-blooded 1994 murders of her two young sons.
Why do you read these stories to me? Why?
To see how quickly it takes for your head to explode?
Oh, the quote's the best part.
Has a parole hearing in just 6 weeks, and family members say that she has come up with at least four arguments that she will make as she makes her bid for freedom, including that she has been mostly well-behaved in prison.
Okay.
Minus the two sexual encounters she had with guards.
That's what we're going to focus on here? Not the live drowning of her two children?
Well, no, mostly behaved in prison. I wasn't saying that she's been mostly behaved in life. She believes, I'm quoting here from a relative, she believes she might be a free woman in less than 2 months, and she hopes that the parole hearing will go her way. She's put all her hopes in that basket.
No. No basket, no hopes.
The Post has learned that Smith, 52, plans to argue that she grew up in a sexually abusive household.
Don't care.
Secondly, Smith wants to argue that she was not in her right mind as a young mom, that she suffered from an undiagnosed mental illness.
End quote.
Was it infanticide?
No.
End quote, I just want to live my life.
That's the worst one. That is the one that sent me over the edge. I just want to live my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like your two sons?
All of this stuff makes
me
so mad.
May or may not have
Speaking of two sons, Carrie texted me last night. She goes, run, do not walk. What are you doing? Drop what you're doing and watch the Menendez docudrama, which I'm not going to do.
Because it casts them as being guilty.
They are victims.
I'm not disputing what you're saying.
Carrie says to me last night, this is the most gripping, I cannot stop watching it docudrama I have ever seen. And I refuse to watch it. And she says, why? I said, because I read the book. I know exactly what happened. While guilty in the,
factual sense of the word,
they never would have been convicted today had they been allowed to tell their first trial ended in a hung jury, Scott. And the jurors did not hear all of the factual information about the sex abuse that both of those boys suffered at the hands of their father and their mother knowing it was going on.
Correct.
Today, that would be allowed in court. You would say, this is what happened to us.
Did they testify?
They did, and it's so horrifying.
But they weren't allowed to talk about that?
I remember saying to Carrie, like, I don't want to watch that again because I so firmly believe that there was a very warm place in hell for both mom and dad.
Why was that testimony not allowed in court?
It's been so long since I read their attorney's book about it and the grotesque evidence that I can't even talk about on the radio.
Is that Garagos? Was he there?
He was not. It was a female. Wiry blonde hair. What's her name? Leslie something. Anyway, I don't want to watch it, but she says it's one of the best docudramas she has ever seen. Hmm. And I don't know that it necessarily paints them in a guiltier light.
There are two series out right now on the Menendez brothers. There's the Menendez brothers, and then there's Monsters, the story of Kyle and Eric Menendez. So it's Monsters that takes it more from a prosecutorial point of view, where the Menendez brothers documentary.
They shot and killed their mom and dad. Shot and killed mom and dad.
Yes.
But if you look at the evidence that exists that horrifying things were happening to those children, I think beginning at age 6. Ugh. You just go, you know what? Why are they still in prison? Mm-hmm. They're not a threat to anybody else. They're not serial killers. They're not going to go out murdering people when they get out.
Has the LA Innocence Project, I know they picked up Scott Peterson. Have they picked up their case?
No, because I think the Innocence Project,
which is different than the LA Innocence
Project. Which is different. You know, they are looking to overturn on lack of evidence and actual innocence. There's no lack of evidence here. Those boys took a shotgun to mom and dad, period.
And it was, you know, their biggest undoing was the way that they lived their life immediately following. You know it and I know it.
They bought a Rolex and a
car.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying it, you know, what we know now about sex abuse victims and survivors, we just didn't know all of those things then. And if you presented that in court today,
you think they would walk.
They would walk all day long.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. So, by the way, this is Michael Fronte, good friend of the program. He's awesome. We're going off a story from Facebook, and I think I know this woman who posted it. I won't share her last name. Her first name is Megan, and it involves the Walmart that happens to be right down the street from my house in Western Shawnee. And Megan writes, and she posts a picture of George, and I don't know George, but I've seen him a million times when I've gone to the Walmart.
He looks like every Walmart greeter you have ever seen in your entire life.
He looks like everybody's grandpa.
Yeah, little vest. May I help you?
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Walmart. Hi. Can I see your receipt as you leave, you thief? And Megan writes, guys, I need your help. George, our local Walmart greeter, is now being forced to stand. I asked him where his stool was. So when you walk into the Western Shawnee Walmart, you go through the double doors, and then, of course, there's the carts off to the right. And as you walk in the second group of double doors, George or one of the other greeters is normally seated there about 10 feet in on a chair or right inside the double doors on a chair. Most of them are elderly. And yeah, they're just there to say hi and maybe check your receipt if you look a little shady.
A lot of Walmarts also used to have benches right there, both at the entrance and the exit.
Right. So she writes, George, our local Walmart greeter, is now being forced to stand. I asked him where his stool was, and he said that corporate took all of our chairs away and we're not allowed to sit anymore. Shame on Walmart. Angry emoji face. I am so mad right now. He even has a doctor's note. These people are only trying to make a living. He gave me permission to take his picture and post about this. Please share. Walmart should be ashamed of itself. I called the manager at the Western Shawnee Walmart, and she said they didn't like it either. Then give him his stool back.
Okay. There's something legally called a reasonable accommodation.
Correct.
For anyone's job. Especially when it comes to sitting, standing, doctor's notes.
Physical ability.
He has a doctor's note. Mm-hmm. I think asking for a chair back that was provided up to this point and has now been taken away for whatever reason is 100% a reasonable accommodation. He's not asking to be on a hover round. He's not asking to, you know, take 12 breaks an hour. He's not, you know, there are certain things that are considered unreasonable right. under the ADA, right? Certain things that are reasonable. I think most people would consider a chair when you are standing in one spot or sitting in one spot to do your job wholeheartedly a reasonable accommodation.
I'm trying to think because that is my Walmart, if you will. And I don't frequent it often, but enough. I'm trying to think of a time I've walked in and the greeter and
was standing.
They're all elderly, where the greeter was not seated.
Now, and this could be the product of their recent redo to the Walmarts because they recently redid my Walmart. And I know for a fact before it had the benches in there. Mm-hmm. And now that they've redone all of the flooring, it does not have the benches.
Well, but these guys were not at the Walmart by my house. Nobody is sitting on a bench. It's one of those metal foldable chairs.
Okay.
And that's what they would sit in. And it didn't offend me that the old person saying hi to me was sitting in a chair.
Let's be honest. The mostly elderly Walmart greeters are not there to run after you.
They're not
Stop,
security.
Thief. Yeah. It's sort of a lovely, happy, feel-good smoke and mirrors thing where I think corporations feel like if you're saying hello to the greeter and the greeter's saying hello to you,
you might be less inclined.
Somehow less inclined to run out with a flat screen TV.
Right.
I mean, because I can't do that in front of George because George would be like, now, young man.
He would judge
shame
me.
Shame on you.
George would judge me.
And I think statistics will bear that out, that if there's just a person that says hi to you, welcome into the store. You are statistically, people are less likely to be ne'er-do-wells.
That is true. The effect of being seen.
Yeah. And I don't know if it was George. Every blue moon, if I'm leaving with, you know, a shopping cart full of bags, they'll say, hey, do you mind if I just see your receipt? You know they're not really looking. They're just reminding everybody, hey, we might be willing to check on the way out the door.
Now, I've always wondered, though, what do they think I'm going to steal from the point that I've checked out to the greeter spot, like the 20 feet. But
no,
do you know what I'm saying?
What they're thinking is that you probably didn't scan something and just threw it in the bag.
Oh, okay.
And then I scanned this, threw it in the bag.
I was like, what do you think I'm going to steal? Something from the optics department when I'm walking over? Or nail polish?
The baseball cards?
They do have those shelves right up front of like seasonal stuff.
Yeah,
like in the summer, it's the fold-up
and
chairs
and stuff like that.
Coolers and things like that.
Yeah, but that's not what they're looking for. I mean, it is, to borrow Dana's phrase from a minute ago, it is pure smoke and mirrors.
It's theater security.
Because 88-year-old George is not going to beat me in a foot race to my car. And that's a fact.
Now, to play devil's advocate here, is there anything wrong with a company saying that you need to be able to stand to do your job?
Okay, if you are an NFL football referee,
it's going to be tough to do that job in a wheelchair.
It's going to be tough to do that sitting down.
Yeah.
That would not be a reasonable accommodation for
Correct.
An NFL football referee. For a Walmart greeter? Come on.
Yeah, this is perfectly within the realm of reasonable to expect. I mean, if you're going to hire George, right, and I've seen him, he's well into his 80s. If you're going to hire George to just say hi to people and make them feel happy that they're shopping at Walmart, and I don't know anybody who's ever happy to shop at Walmart, but whatever. If he's just there for the decorum of being pleasant, then why can't he sit down? I mean, give the guy a break. Either that or hire a 30-year-old who's going to stand there all day and go, hey, welcome to Walmart. Eh, thanks. Glad to be here. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
We have terrible jokes coming your way in about 10 minutes. Go ahead and start sending them in. They have to be terrible but arable. The text line is 913-586-7798. At the moment, we're talking about George, the Walmart greeter in Western Shawnee. I've seen George many times. And apparently, according to a woman named Megan, who posted on Facebook, the chair that George and some of the other greeters at that Walmart has been
Was it like a fixed bench?
No, it was a folding metal chair.
Oh, okay.
And it usually sat right inside the second.
So it wouldn't be that hard to bring it back. It's a folding chair.
Correct.
Because, Sam, you said some of them have been reconfigured and they've moved the bench. And I understand if you move the bench, now we got to find a bench. This was a folding chair.
Correct. And it was usually either right inside the second set of double doors or about 10 feet in front inside the store, right in front of a display.
Right next to where you grab a cart. Yeah.
Well, not at our Walmart, but yes. Kevin in Independence. Kevin, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I hate it when companies do things like this. They don't think things through. You know, I understand, you know, when if somebody walked into your house, would you stand up and say hi to them? Would you greet them that way? Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, of the course. Business.
They want people to stand up, say hello, okay? It's a weird feeling when somebody is sitting in a chair and they're saying, and they're greeting you, hey, welcome to Walmart, and they're sitting down at the ground. Why not use like a bar stool or something that brings them up to the eye level of the people? You know, there's comfortable chairs out there like that, that they could have, and it would accommodate George, to where he's not sitting, but he's at eye level and at a more, approachable or enjoyable way of greeting people.
Well, but if I walk, it does, and I understand where you're going, but if I walked into the house of my 88 or 90 year old grandfather and he had trouble standing for long periods of time, I would not expect him to stand up when I entered his home.
You're exactly right, but I tell you what, 9 times out of 10, he's going to want to stand up to say hello to you.
You're right. You're right.
Okay, but you
know, how many times have you said to an elder, though, please don't get up?
Don't get up on my account is what I would say. And I would also point out that I'm one person walking into a house. How many people walk into Walmart in an 8-hour shift?
I mean,
you want to talk about a workout. This poor man would be standing up hundreds and hundreds of times.
From the text line, I bet there was one greeter who took advantage of the seated position and fell asleep. And now George has to stand.
Well,
if it's coming from corporate.
Joe in Kansas City. Joe, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well.
Are you talking about the Walmart at 7 and Johnson Drive?
Yes.
Okay. The manager is a good friend of mine. And so I'm going to tell you that this is probably killing her. She would go get a stool out of furniture and give it to him if she could. Her heart is not in a place.
This is going
to
be corporate, is what you're saying, Joe.
Right. I absolutely, if this is true, I believe that because I know her heart and there's no way.
I believe it too, Joe. I think this is absolutely corporate.
And I want to point out that Megan, in her Facebook post, said that she called the Walmart in Western Shawnee and did speak with the manager. I presume that's your friend. And your manager said she was not happy about it.
Oh my gosh, I haven't talked to her about it because I'm just hearing it. But the second thing is that yesterday I was at 159th and Metcalf Walmart, and the greeter, it was the middle door, it wasn't, and she was sitting down. So now I don't know, maybe they're doing it anyway, but 159th and Metcalf, that woman, that greeter was sitting down.
Okay. And I will tell you this, I feel like with Walmart, no one does anything in a vacuum at any local. Like, that is so corporate.
Oh, sure.
Walmart is so corporate that even if you're a local manager, you don't wake up one day and decide, I think I'm going to change this and make the, I think that is such a corporation, capital C, that there are rules that come from Arkansas and all of the stores are expected to follow them.
Disobey them at your own
that
risk.
That is my guess.
Robert in Odessa. Robert, hello.
Hello. Hey. Hi. Isn't it easier to ask for forgiveness than permission?
Yes.
Not when you work for a corporation.
Except when it's Walmart.
Well, so have the people out there in the city that come in there just randomly go grab a high chair or a stool or something and take it to him. They going to fire them?
Yeah.
No, but they would probably let him go if he sat on it.
Well, that I'd take that to court then.
Robert, thank you, man. Do appreciate
those
the call.
Greeter jobs. Look, there is a proven psychological, physical, and mental benefit for people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and sometimes even beyond, getting out and having some sort of activity.
Having something to do for 8 hours a day, 6 hours a day, whatever.
Yes.
It is. Yes.
I think the greeters enjoy the interaction with shoppers.
Well, and let's be honest, the term Walmart greeter, and I know they're now called welcoming associates, but the term Walmart greeter has become sort of part of our lexicon, where when somebody is retiring from their career of however many years, you say, well, what are you going to do in retirement? I don't know, maybe I'll become a Walmart greeter. I mean, it's kind of like a, I don't want to say it's a joke because I don't want to minimize the job that these people do. But it's just kind of that thing that everybody says they're going to do when they retire. I'll just be a Walmart greeter. Connie in Kansas City. Hello.
Hi. How y'all doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Okay. I got something to say. I worked for the government for 29 years downtown Kansas City, Missouri. And they have to do reasonable accommodation. It's a law.
I agree.
Because I had to have an ergonomic chair, and they had to bring it in. They had to bring someone in and pay them to set the chair for me. By law, they have to, because he's got a letter from the doctor, and he's got a lawsuit.
Okay.
He does.
Connie, who's laughing in the background?
But I also feel like George is not going to be the kind of person that's like, well, I'm going to sue Walmart. I mean,
no.
You know.
He's a very sweet, older man. Welcome to Walmart.
Hi. He can file for an accommodation. If this is their policy and he can't stand and has a doctor's note for it.
Which he claims he does, according to Megan on Facebook.
Then most certainly they would have to offer him a stool. Otherwise, they would be violating the ADA.
And again, I think I know this Megan gal. Let me see if we're friends on Facebook, because I'm almost positive I know who she is. Are we friends? We are not. So I apparently don't know her that well. Dan in Olathe. Hello, Dan.
Hey, hello. Love your show. Love you guys.
Thank you. You're very kind to say that.
You're welcome. Hey, when you were talking about them falling asleep, I was at the 135th Street store, and when I walked in, there was a woman sitting in a chair, and it's just a chair like out of the break room or something, nothing fancy. And she was sound asleep when I walked in. I went over and grabbed a Gatorade.
Go get her a coffee,
hey,
man.
Hey, Dan, did you feel greeted?
It didn't even matter to me. But as I was walking out, there was a couple other customers walking out. Because all I did was go in there and grab a Gatorade, went through the self-serve, and was out the door. But as we were walking to the door, she actually fell out of the chair asleep.
Okay. Stop it. Dan, stop it.
I'm dead serious. She could barely catch herself.
See, it's her fault that George has to stand.
She probably sued, and that's why George... Dogs are barking at him now because somebody fell out of the damn chair.
JT and Shawnee, if you can do it in less than a minute, you get the last word. Hello.
I absolutely can. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know that Walmart corporate is so micromanaged that they control everything right down to heating and air in the buildings from Arkansas. Every Walmart is deployed across America.
JT, we're going to stop you there because you're cutting out, but you wanted to make the point that the stores were micromanaged. I don't doubt that.
Nobody doubts that. Go ahead and send in your terrible jokes. We will get to Terrible Joke Tuesday in just a moment. They have to be terrible but arable. The text line is 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Terrible Joke Tuesday when we return here on Dana and Parks. It's time for Terrible Jokes. They have to be terrible but arable. Read that dad jokes. 913.
Yes, that mathematician joke, while hilarious, cannot be read on the air.
That is correct. 913-586-7798 is the text line. Who would like to go first?
Scott?
Yes, Dana.
Why did the woman put lipstick on her forehead?
I don't know.
She was trying to make up her mind.
Hey, Scott.
Sammy boy.
You know, my doctor ran some tests on me the other day, and he told me that I hate people without feet.
Huh.
Yeah, he said I'm lactose intolerant.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
From 1131. Yes. Speaking of doctors, what kind of a doctor is Dr. Pepper?
I don't know.
He is a physician.
Okay.
Hey, Dana.
I'll see myself.
Yes,
did
Sam.
You hear that Willie Nelson got hit by a car?
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, he was playing On the Road Again.
Scott,
yes,
why shouldn't you tell pigs your secrets?
I don't know.
Because they always squeal.
Oh. Hey, Sam.
Yes?
You know, this is from 6209. I know a man who went bald many years ago. Still carries a comb in his back pocket. He just can't part with it.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
You know, my doctor recently told me, a lot of doctors today, that I was colorblind.
Huh.
And tell you what, that came right out of the orange.
I don't get that one.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Scott. Or Dana.
They filmed a documentary the other day about constipation.
Oh, really?
You won't see it because it never came out.
You know, Dana, pirates got their ears pierced cheap back in the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it only cost a buccaneer.
Oldie buddy goody. Hey, Scott.
Yes, Sam.
What did the custodian say when he jumped out of the closet?
I don't know.
Supplies.
Okay.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Why should you take advice from a porcupine?
I don't know.
They have a lot of good points. Scott.
Dana.
Why did the owl quit school?
I don't know.
He wanted to figure out who he was.
Okay.
He wanted to figure out who he was.
Who?
I was struggling with that.
Sam, why can't dinosaurs clap their hands?
I don't know.
Because they're extinct, Sam.
He's Scott.
Yeah.
Why can't dinosaurs talk?
I don't know.
They're dead.
Okay. Dana.
Yes, Scott.
Who won the neck decorating contest?
Who won the neck decorating contest?
It was a tie.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, Sam.
What does it sound like when a lamb, a drum set, and a snake fall off a cliff?
Lamb, a drum set, and a snake. Yeah. I don't know. Well done. That was tough and well done.
What do evil hens lay, Scott?
What?
Deviled eggs.
Okay. Hey, Dana, I ever tell you about the time I went to a silent auction?
No.
Yeah, I won a dog whistle and two mimes.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
What did the tree say when spring arrived?
I don't know.
What a relief.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam, what's up?
Kind of like the Dr. Pepper joke, but different. What do you call a scientist that studies carbonation?
Oh, I don't know.
A physicist.
Okay.
Didn't you already read that one?
No, it was physician. But...
Scott, how do penguins fix broken dishes?
I don't know.
With igloo.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
How do farmers party?
How do farmers party?
They turn up the beat.
That was terrible. That was terrible.
Scott, how do trains eat?
I don't know.
They chew, chew.
Oh, do that again.
They chew, chew.
Chew, chew. Choo, choo. Hey, Dana.
What
do you call a dog that meditates?
What do you call a dog that meditates?
And a werewolf.
Okay.
I'm out. I'm done.
Hey, Dana.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that I adopted my dog from a local blacksmith?
No.
Yeah, as soon as we got home, he made a bolt for the door.
I love that joke.
Let's see what else we got in here. Sam.
Yes.
Did you know that dog? This is oldie but a goodie. You know dogs can't operate MRI machines?
Really?
Yeah, but a CAT scan. See myself out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? Hey, Scott, what's a mummy's favorite kind of music?
I don't know.
Rap.
Dana.
Yes.
I tell you, I just got a new pen for my birthday. It can write underwater.
No.
Yeah, I can write other words too.
It's Sam. Did I tell you I once bought a hat for my leg?
No.
I call it my kneecap. Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana.
What causes dry skin? A towel.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
What's worse than biting into an apple and finding a worm?
I don't know.
Finding half a worm.
Oh, gross.
No, I can't read that one.
These are not. Guys, I'm trying so hard to find a good one.
Guys, you got to remember, it has to be arable but terrible. Okay? Oldie but a goodie that just came in. Hey, Dana.
Yes,
Scott. Told you I gave my handyman a to-do list, but he only does jobs 1, 3, and 5. Says he only does odd jobs.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Do you have one final joke?
I do.
Okay.
Oh.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Where do you find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Well, Sam, I don't know. Where do you?
Right where you left him.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. He is Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. And the heroes of the day, the guys who rescued the window washer downtown Kansas City, 23 flights up, floors up. They will join us in studio at 5:15 this afternoon here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.